Hey all, it's your old friend Jack. 10:45 on Tuesday night. 10:45 Central Time, if that matters. From the middle of the great state of Texas. My current home. And I expected to be home for a while. So I wanted to address a few things. Some people have asked what it means when I write the homeless writer. So just to clarify, I'm not officially homeless. I'm living in a place where the lease is about to expire, and I haven't signed a new lease here or found a new place to live. And that is by choice. I've been looking for places, but I haven't found something that I consider both suitable and satisfactory. And I've really been looking for better than suitable and better than satisfactory because, you know, if you're going to pay money to live somewhere, you hope for something better. Long sigh. Got a number of things that are influencing this, some of which I may or may not blog about. It's part of the boundaries of blogging that I don't bring them to the table immediately. I got to think about it a little bit to figure out just how much I'm willing to share or not share here. But what I will say is I find myself in a uncomfortable position, which is more familiar than I like, and I'm struggling / fighting through it. It's not to say that things won't improve and won't get better, because they will do so, and not just because I'm going to make that happen, just because they will. And I can tell you, you know, the same thing you've heard many other places. I have a perfect record of surviving every single bad day I've ever had. I tell my kids that sometimes when they're talking to me. They say, Dad, I've had a lousy day. And I say, yeah, I understand. But you've got something going for you. They're like, what's that? And I say, you have survived every single bad day you've ever had. You got a perfect record. Enjoy it. And they roll their eyes at me and do all the teen stuff. And I can't say I blame them, because you say that to me right now, I'm like, oh, really? Are you going to take that old chestnut out and try and make it work for me? And the answer is yes. And I'm going to try and accept it and believe it. I really am. But damn, am I frustrated right now with some things. Mostly because the circumstances that I'm facing, you know, cue Curly saying, I'm a victim of circumstances. Bad Curly impression. But in case, the circumstances that I'm facing right now are not of my own doing. And I hate taking the heat for somebody else. I hate getting in trouble because somebody else did something, because I am so good at getting in trouble on my own. And if you're gonna get in trouble, you want to at least enjoy the shenanigans that led to the consequences you were facing. And so I have no such joy. I can't look around and say, man, that was fun. You know, because I didn't get that part. So, we'll see. Anyhow, I'm also working on a couple of posts for the Jack B, because I need to share some of my writing there. And I put share in air quotes. Not to say that I'm the finest or best writer around, but I haven't updated the Jack B as often as I wanted to lately, because I've been writing elsewhere, and part of me feels guilty, like the mighty Jack B is being neglected, because I'm doing these short little bullet posts, and I'm writing so many other places, and frankly, stress is just sucking the life out of me. It's just, it's taking so much that it's harder to write right now, which is sort of disappointing, because normally I can write and use it as a place to vent and clear my head and figure out what it is I really think, feel, and believe. So, we shall see. Anyhow, I just wanted to clarify some of these things, bring this stuff to your attention, update the mighty Jack B, and say, hang in there, true believers, as Stan Lee would say. What's he say? Excelsior or something? So I will end with a quote from Luke Cage on Netflix, where Pop says, forward, always forward. And I agree with that. And that's what I'm doing. I'm looking forward. I'm moving forward. So forward that I'm in the future. And that's all I got to say. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. I will see you around cyberspace.